Be careful.
Fortunately, your independent insurance agent is right down the road. One agent who's not tied to just one company. Your independent agent can comparison shop and get you the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's for your home, your health, your life, or your car, you'll have the peace of mind knowing you're protected. Hastings Mutual and Romzik's Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Insure your farm, home, and automobile with us and get a multi-policy discount. This is Ann Walsh. For a free quote, contact Romzik's Farm and Town Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
WLEW Congresswoman Candace Miller this week toured the construction site of Exelon's Winds Michigan's Wind 2 project in Sanilac County. Miller received an update on the construction progress and was given an overview of the economic impact to the Thumb region. Michigan Wind 2 will consist of 50 turbines capable of producing 90 megawatts and is expected to go in service by the end of this year. Miller said,
"This wind farm is providing our area with clean energy, and they're doing so by engaging the local community. More than 80% of the labor being used comes from Michigan workers. We're all looking forward to the completion of this wind site this year."
Michigan Wind 2 is one of three of Exelon Wind developments in the Thumb after they had purchased Harvest Wind 1 in Elkton and Michigan Wind 1 near Ubley. Beside Exelon, the Thumb region is expected to become one of the largest wind power regions in the nation, with other firms like DTE and others also developing and beginning to build projects here in the Thumb. A rough draft of items that may need to be addressed in the buildings was given to the Owendale-Gagetown School Board at its meeting earlier this week. Major items like the boilers and roofs, along with other upgrades and repairs the board may wish to address, were presented. It was an initial look, and no decisions were made on the matter, according to K-12 Principal Terry Falkenberg. The board will look at the items and would make its decision on what it may want to address in the future and a mechanism for paying for it. The board also accepted the resignation of Melissa Freeman as a high school special education instructor. The district will temporarily fill the position when school starts while looking for a permanent replacement. The district also approved going with the IRS guideline for mileage reimbursement when private vehicles are used for school business or functions. More news on the way next.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You know, that's one of the many reasons I call Thumb National my bank. They really do know my name and understand my business. This is Jeff Lineweber from Cassidy Do It Best Hardware. After being in the hardware business for 23 years, I know the value of personal and one-on-one relationships. Whether it's a new lawnmower, a chainsaw, or patio furniture, it's a relationship built on trust, and a relationship you can trust. It's the way we do business at Cassidy Do It Best Hardware. And it's the way they do business at Thumb National. From outstanding savings and checking accounts, online banking to helping with financing for your next home improvement project, I suggest you start with help from Thumb National.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
WLEW seasonally unadjusted unemployment rates increased in most regions of Michigan in July, according to the figures released Thursday by the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. Jobless rates increased in 14 of the state's 17 major regional labor markets compared to June. Statewide, the unadjusted jobless rate in July was 11.9% compared to 11% in June. On a county-by-county basis, 57 of Michigan's 83 counties had a jobless rate increase. There were decreases in 21 and 5 were unchanged. The Huron County's jobless rate for July was reported at 10.6%. Sanilac County was 12.2%, Tuscola at 12.4%, and Lapeer County was at 14.6%. Seasonally unadjusted payroll jobs in Michigan fell by 1.9% in July. Health officials say a Macomb County man who recently died has been identified as Michigan's first probable human case of West Nile virus this year. Michigan Department of Community Health announced Thursday that the 48-year-old died after being hospitalized earlier this month with West Nile symptoms. Test results to confirm West Nile are pending. The state had 11 confirmed human cases in 2010, including 3 deaths. The agency also says testing detected West Nile virus in a crow that was found dead August 16th in Saginaw County. Mosquito pools from Saginaw County collected this month tested positive, and preliminary results indicate infected mosquitoes in Bay County. Mosquitoes transmit the virus. Most people bitten by an infected mosquito show no symptoms, but some become sick. More news on the way next.
Great deals and hot, low prices on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has many pre-owned vehicles on hand at any given time. All are 101-point quality soon inspected, backed by free in-house warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles on top of any remaining factory warranty. Check out vehicles like a dark gray 2008 Dodge Avenger. Has 28,000 miles and a 4-cylinder engine, cloth interior, and fully loaded to go for $13,580. A bright red 2004 Chevrolet Impala, V6 engine, and it's fully loaded, priced at $8,980. Check the website to see more vehicles inside and out and under the hood and find what other services are offered at alhansenmotors.com. Then go to the auto lot, test drive, and talk to Al about making a vehicle yours. Go to the auto dealership that Thumb Area Motorist trusts for reliable vehicles, dependable quality repair and service. Only at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
WLEW, the following are the closing bids for Friday, August 26th from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat, $7.52 up 20. Red wheat, $7.42 up 20. Corn, $7.72 up 20. Soybeans, $13.32 up 31. Oats at $2.25. And for navy beans and black beans, call the elevator. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net.
Here's the forecast for agricultural interests. Through the night, humidity is high, near 100%. Fog is possible. Very light winds, though, out of the west, and temperatures mid-50s. Look for 2/3 to 3/4 of possible sunshine over the course of the day Saturday, only because there will be a couple of scattered clouds from time to time, especially during the morning. Daytime high 72 to 77. Chance of rain is negligible. Humidity around 55% during the afternoon. Drying conditions good to very good. During the night, Saturday night, dew points come down, and humidity will be around 90% overnight. Light northeasterly winds, temperatures 50 to 55, drying conditions poor to fair during the night, but they improve drastically on Sunday. Temperatures down a bit, we're into the low 70s for the high, but abundant sunshine and a bit of a breeze should really promote excellent drying, humidity around 50% during the afternoon. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
You're tuned to Cruise 102, the station that rocks the docks and shakes lakes, and your home for high school football tonight. We are Bad Axe at Harbor Beach in beautiful Harbor Beach. The game about set to go in about 18 minutes here. Kickoff at 7 p.m. We'll be back right after this.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
And welcome back to Harbor Beach. I'm your play-by-play announcer, Clark Ramsey, alongside me, longtime partner of Tom Meyer, Ron Lehrman. How are you doing tonight, Ron?
Good evening, Clark, and fans out there. And if you're close by, we invite you to come up. We've got a lot of room down there for you to sit on both sides, Bad Axe and Harbor Beach, and you can avail yourself with some goodies there. I know they've got popcorn. I could smell that, Clark, on our scout for our halftime show.
So that's what took you so long. You were going for concessions and not for the coaches. It makes more sense now. So you got a hold of Troy Schalke. What's his word?
Well, I got a hold of Troy, and you know what? Both coaches are evasive. I said, "Well, you." I said, "Are you going to run the wing tee?" Yeah. What about the pro set? Yeah. And he says, "It might throw the slot in there a little bit." So I'm thinking it depends on what type of quarterback he has in there, and he will use their talents in the game. So they're going to basically, I think, run out of a wing tee, Clark.